Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Order up the numbers game. Continue our numbers game as we order up the greatest athletes to ever wear the number 20. Football, baseball, basketball, hockey, WNBA, NASCAR, you name it. Soccer, if you were there and you wore number 20, you are in consideration. From 5 to 1, who were the greatest 20s of all time?
All right, so I already know you're going to have a problem with my list. That's okay. So, honorable mention, I have Barry Sanders and Jorge Posada.
Whoa!
Honorable mention.
What? Jorge Posada, whatever. Barry Sanders?
Yeah.
Explain. Whoa!
Well, what did Barry really do? What did he do? Did he win? He didn't win. He played on any winning teams? No. He didn't do anything. Yeah, it was fun to watch him play. But he didn't win. He didn't do anything. I can't have it. He's not here. So number five, I got Lou Brock.
Wow.
Hall of Famer, 293 career average, six-time All-Star, two-time World Series champion. For the Cardinals. Number four, I've got quite possibly the best safety, second best safety of all time. I've got Ed Reed. 9-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion, 5-time All Pro. Ex Peyton Manning and Brady, how they felt about Ed Reed being playing against him. Problem. Fucking problem. Number three, I got my guy. He's my guy. Manu Ginobili should be on the 75th anniversary team. Take a drink. Hall of Famer, 4-time NBA champion. They don't win those titles without Manu Ginobili. Created the Euro Step. Made it famous. You're welcome. All right, here's number two. Number two is Mike Schmidt, man.
Okay.
Number two is Mike Schmidt. He's probably the best third baseman of all time. Hall of Famer, 3-time MVP, World Series MVP, 12-time All-Star, 10-time Gold Glover. My man got 10 Gold Gloves. At number one, he's got to be your number one. It's Frank Robinson. Okay? 586 home runs. Hall of Famer, Triple Crown, 2-time World Series champion, 2-time MVP. 14-time All-Star, Rookie of the Year, Manager of the Year. I could keep going. Frank Robinson is a legend. Z, what do you got?
Molly B's offers unforgettable artisan-crafted cookies. Molly B's Gourmet Cookies brings creative, unique cookies straight to your pantry. No cookie shop required. With bold, unforgettable flavors, they're the ultimate treat for any occasion. Enjoy an exclusive discount when you use my promo code DANDZ. And you could be using that at mollybz.com.
All right. So, I'm still stunned by the Barry Sanders thing. So,
not good enough.
Wow. That's crazy.
Not good enough.
That is crap. The fact that Jorge Posada is close enough to this honorable mention list is still kind of crazy to me.
He won a lot of championships. He was a switch hitting catcher. I mean, it'd be a discredit for me not to say him. I have to. I mean, I don't like him, but he did win.
What was the signature Jorge Posada moment, though?
Oh, it's the hit off of Pedro.
The bloop off Pedro?
Bloop off Pedro, for
sure.
That's
it. That double. For sure. That's it.
That's it.
Okay. So, you know, we'll kind of... I see what you're doing. But, no, not even close. But, not even close. Terrible defensive player. Terrible defensive catcher.
Switch hitter,
that's fine.
He was a good hitter.
He was a good hitter.
He wasn't a good hitter.
He was a good hitter. Not a great
hitter.
Good hitter.
Good hitter.
Good hitter. So, for me, number five, I'm going to start with Abby Wambach. So, U.S. Women's Soccer Team won the World Cup, was CONCACAF's Player of the Year 2014, won the silver ball in the 2011 Women's World Cup, 70 career goals in the WUSA, WPS, and WSL. For her country, she's one of the top leaders in goals. So there's a continuation of the generations, right? It went from the Brandi Chastains, the Michelle Akers, the Mia Hamms, to Abby Wambach, and then Megan Rapinoe, and now we have our current generation of the Rose Lavelles and the Trinity Rodmans. She was a steward of the game, and she carried that legacy across. Number four, the glove, man. Gary Payton.
Ooh.
Hall of Famer, 9-time All-Star, Steals champ in 95-96, 9-time All-NBA team, won his title in 2008, in 2006 rather, 9-time All-Defensive team, the Seattle Supersonics, him and Sean Kemp, one of the best tandems to never win a ring. So,
allegedly,
they're up there, right? Shaq and Penny, another group, another team, another tandem. Should have won together, didn't. Karl Malone, John Stockton, should have won a ring, didn't. But Gary Payton and Sean Kemp were redefined what Seattle Sonics basketball was. Number three, I got to go with Schmitty. 3-time MVP, 12-time All-Star, 1980 World Series champ, 10-time Gold Glove, World Series MVP, 6-time Silver Slugger, 267 career average, 548 career homers.
Incredible.
Excellent defender. Excellent defender on the Phillies teams. And created this heavy shadow, this heavy burden for Scott Rolen to live up to. Right? Because everybody's trying to replace Michael Jack. Never really got there. Rolen never really got there. Alec Bohm certainly hasn't gotten there. But Mr. I hate this fucking place. But Mike Schmidt definitely left his legacy in Philly. Number two, I got to go with Frank Robinson. I'm with you. Hall of Famer, 2-time MVP, Rookie of the Year, 14-time All-Star, won the Triple Crown, 2-time MVP, 2-time World Series champ, Gold Glove, batting title, World Series MVP, was the manager of the year. So not just a player, but also did it from the dugout as well. 294 career average, 586 career homers. Fantastic player. Played first, played the outfield for the Orioles, for the Reds, among other teams. And Frank Robinson is a legend. And number one, even though he did not win a championship, even though he was not on a lot of winning teams, he only played 153 career games.
But yet he's going to be your number one.
You tell the people that wear Barry Sanders jerseys to this day, that he's overrated. Do that.
I didn't say he was overrated. I just mean there's other...
There's other guys that are better than him. Mike Schmidt is probably the best third baseman of all time. Is Barry the best running back of all time?
He's in the argument. He's in the argument.
So, what is Frank Robinson, number five or number six on the all-time home run list? Is he number five or number six in career rushing yards?
He's got 15,269 yards. So that's nothing to sneeze at. 10-time Pro Bowler. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's a six-time All-Pro. He was the, you know, AP MVP in 97. Yeah, six times. So he was a two-time Offensive Player of the Year, AP Offensive Player of the Year. Won the Burt Bell Award. So he had, his credentials are there in terms of his play. Right? He lived up. He carried his part of the load. You can only win so much with Scott Mitchell as your quarterback. You can only win so much with Bobby Ross as your coach. Or Wayne Fonts as your coach. So, when you're looking at his career in the totality of it all, he's still beloved. Now, maybe that's because he got out young. Because he did. He just, it's like, fuck you, I'm out. It's like, I'm done. Maybe that's why his legacy lives, because we never got to see the fall, right? You know, like Megatron did the same thing. You never got to see the decline. So it lives, and all you know is the positives, and it lives wistfully in your mind. But to this day, you still see plenty of 20 Sanders jerseys.
I'll let you know the next time I see one.
Yeah, you will. You'll see plenty. If those are our lists, what are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop a slide on X at faderoutednz and let us know who your greatest number 20s were. Time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Barry Sanders.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.